Now, in its fourth year, the annual Myanmar Youth Microfilm Contest has received hundreds of entries. Last weekend, the organizers put up a silver screen in the park in central Yangon, showing award-winning works and some of the shortlisted micro movies to the public.
I think these films are better than what's on the movie theaters right now. These kids are making better movies than what's being made by professional movie makers in Myanmar.
In France, we don't have this event. The movie is very incredible and perfect for me.
It's strange to think that these are made from young people, because they are really, really good. They also film very good. Yeah, actually, I didn't think they were amateurs. I thought they were pro.
First held in 2015, the Myanmar Youth Microfilm Contest is the country's first nationwide competition featuring movies with a duration of no more than 5 minutes. Zing Wine is president of the Myanmar Motion Picture Organization, one of the organizers.
Microfilm competitions are very popular around the world. As a national event, our competition has many advantages when compared to other similar ones, such as unrestricted subjects, high bonuses, and so on. It is very helpful for developing Myanmar's film industry and cultivating a new generation of young directors.
36-year-old director Nyat Jo Du Ning, whose film Where the Stream of Love Leads To won second prize last year, has been invited to attend the Microfilm Festival to be held in China starting on Thursday.
The thing in my movie of Myanmar people wearing traditional garments, sitting around with their family members and having meals together or eating from one big platter is quite unique. If I can show this to foreign audience at an international film festival, I'll be much more thrilled than if I won the prize.
This year's Myanmar Youth Microfilm Contest is expected to be held in June. For CRI, I'm Tu Yun, reporting in Yangon.